I'm Laura McNamara speaking with Stuart Wiedei, the chairman of the PERC Research and Development Advisory Committee. And your group just got finished giving their presentations, and there are various applications you guys have been looking into. Why don't you go ahead and introduce us to some of those?
Well, one of the areas that our committee has been focusing on, and we feel it's an important area for our industry long term, is on the distributed generation products, and that includes the solar hybrid combinations, which is what we discussed in our first presentation, and it really helps combine low carbon footprint propane with renewable solar. And we have other CHP, combined heating and power unit projects, that we're working on that are going to allow on a distributed basis, and in other words at the site, independent of the grid system, power generation for the home, but use the white heat for domestic hot water heating and so forth. So we feel this particular area, distributed generation, has got long-term potential for our industry to build gallons.
Okay, and this is a timely project now with the latest push in greening of the environment and
right.
with consumers becoming more aware about their carbon footprint, so to speak.
Right.
What is the efficiency you guys are looking at?
Well, in terms of the carbon footprint first, if you used a gas tankless water heater and a gas furnace, high-efficiency furnace, you can reduce your carbon footprint 8.5 tons in a 3,000-square-foot home on an annual basis versus the electric option. So we have a good story to tell for our industry in that particular area. But in addition, the efficiency from a cost and economic standpoint on water heating is significantly better. We're not to the point now where we can generate power as cheaply, even though we're more efficient, but we can't do it as cheaply as the power companies. But we are closing the gap as new technology becomes available and created. So those are two goals that we're continuing to strive on.
Let's talk a little bit about the fuel quality studies that have been going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, as we discussed during the presentations today, fuel quality is important to our industry because we are going to be moving from strictly putting gas through burners to putting gas through engines of various types. And that includes forklift engines, motor fuel vehicles, the combined heating and power units and generator systems. And if we have contamination and problems with our fuel and try to put it in a new engine, we're going to have problems. So we feel we have to work in parallel to our product development efforts in ensuring that we develop practices, methods, and a deep understanding of how contaminants get into our system and make improvements in those three areas over the next 5 years. As these engines come online, we'll be prepared to serve them with clean, uncontaminated fuels.
And as you guys are doing this research, why would companies choose propane as a fuel over?
Well, propane has a number of advantages over diesel, and the first is the emissions, in which whether you believe in global warming or not, we can all be good stewards of the environment, and we can significantly reduce emissions from all sorts of engines with propane versus diesel. But one of the main advantages is it doesn't spoil. Propane does not spoil like diesel. So if you can put propane in a tank out at a irrigation pump in the middle of nowhere and 10 years later fire it up and the fuel is still okay, in diesel applications, it can spoil within 1 year. So we have a major advantage from rural applications on the propane versus the diesel in that regard.
Okay, and there are a couple other things here on the list that were presented. Let's talk a little bit about the composite underground tanks. What kind of research are you guys doing with that?
Well, we're enthusiastic about the prospects for this because many companies in industry today are buying between 70% and 80% of their tanks in the underground type, of the underground type. And the more we can do to make it put in the ground, never have to worry about it type system, the better. With steel, you have the deterioration, you have holidays or scratches that can attract electrolysis in the soil and deteriorate the steel shell of the tank, and a composite cylinder will eliminate a lot of the deterioration that takes place in our current underground tanks. And as our markets develop in the middle to upper end homes, they demand underground tanks, and having a reliable trouble-free system to put in the ground is important for our industry.
Okay. And finally, I think the one category we haven't hit on, or one application we haven't hit on, is the combined heat and power application.
Right. Well, the combined heat and power, or CHP systems, inherently, because they're using the waste heat generated from the power generation process to provide the domestic hot water and oftentimes the heating by circulating the hot water over air coils in the home, make it efficient. So you're using the energy going in, whether it's propane or natural gas, but in our case propane, for multiple uses, which increases the efficiency of the fuel being used. And we feel like as we work towards the development of systems and refining them so they're more efficient in each component, that the total package of the CHP system will rival the economies of the electric systems currently out there available.
And what would you say is the next step in all of this research?
Well, we're continuing to generate new ideas for products, but much of the next steps involve execution of the current projects we have. That's what we need to focus on now. We've got enough good projects to work on, and ensuring that we move them through the process with good organization and diligence is critical.
Okay. I think that covers everything, Stuart. I appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you.